Zoom meeting interruptions like this.
Yes, Luna. Sorry, Ben.
Happens several times a day for Leanne Viju Miranda. That's her kindergarten daughter, Luna, asking for help.
I constantly feel like my focus is being shifted, you know, every like 5-10 minutes.
Miranda is the registrar at Nicolet College, and she's been working from home since the pandemic started. Sometimes her days include 10 virtual meetings while kindergartner Luna and her other daughter, fourth grader Phoebe, learn virtually. It's a juggling act, like when a few weeks ago, Luna kept asking for help while Miranda was in a work meeting.
Finally, she came over to me and said, "Mom, your kid is way more important than your computer." I paused and I thought, you know what? She's totally right.
Because of health issues in the family, the girls' parents decided to keep Phoebe and Luna learning virtually this fall instead of sending them to school in person. It was a difficult decision.
Very, very tough.
Also in Rhinelander, Shelley Watts wrestled with the same choice for her kids. Peyton and Trevor, both in fifth grade, were desperate to go to school. Instead, Watts kept them home, concerned for her family's health. Like Miranda, she now has to balance their school with her work under the same roof.
Sometimes it's kind of chaos.
Watts is a referral coordinator for Ascension, working largely from home. She usually wakes the kids up during one of her Zoom meetings, then puts them on a Zoom meeting of their own. The teacher is in her living room, the students in theirs.
You guys need your whiteboards, dry erase markers today if you have them.
Class sessions are fairly short, and the individual work can sometimes be challenging for Watts' kids.
My kids, when they need help, I'm like, okay, when I'm done with this call, or let me just finish this paperwork up and then I can help you. And it's all day.
Sound exhausting?
It is. It is.
From time to time, Watts' son Trevor meets with Central Elementary School teacher Kathy Rogich to work on math.
How would you read that in math world?
3 76 hundredths.
Excellent. Okay.
Rogich is a special education teacher who, nowadays, never sees the classroom.
All online, all virtual, all the time, yes.
Rogich volunteered to be a virtual teacher, and she says it's going better than she could have expected.
At the beginning, it felt kind of disjointed and everybody was kind of reluctant to, you know, log on and all that. But now I feel really a sense of community with the groups. And it's really cool to see as time has gone on.
She believes the virtual option actually provides a better learning experience for some of her special education students, especially those with social or attention struggles.
I'm finding I'm having a much easier time getting, you know, a lesson across one-to-one or in a small group on Zoom than I can, in a classroom setting sometimes.
Rogich enjoys it so much, she'd like to stay a virtual teacher even after the pandemic ends. Back in the Miranda house.
So she's swimming in a pool.
I asked the girls to show me what they've been working on. It's a comic book. Luna does the drawings and Phoebe writes the story.
He says, "I like your swimsuit. What's your name?" And she says, "Thanks, Angela's."
It's work done away from a screen. Hours on screens, of course, are a necessity of virtual learning, which bothers their mom, Leanne.
You know, there's a lot of guilt that comes with that because I don't even know if that's okay. You know, I don't know.
Meanwhile, she has no option but to stick to her screen all day as a full-time worker, full-time mom, and frequent homework helper.
I still feel like high-level stress all day long. Have to be on your game. You know, you can never let your guard down. You're always thinking what's next.
Working from home, learning from home, the interruptions, the stress, that might not change for a long time if the pandemic persists, as Shelley Watts told her kids.
I told them, which they weren't happy, I said, you know, there is no certain answer. You may be doing this for another whole year at home. And I said, I'm sorry, but you know, this is the reality of it.
For Miranda, the only way to stay composed is by taking a shorter term view.
I live day by day. Because otherwise that prospect of, oh my gosh, I have to continue this for 8 more months is super scary and intimidating, right?
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer.